Now to Jay Leinekugel's Barrel Yard is where we take you to. Broadcasting here until 5:30. We pave way to Bucks basketball. Greg Matzik, Sandy Max, Bob Raynard, and Hall of Famer Raleigh Fingers joining us at the table. Welcome back to Milwaukee, Raleigh.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, you just commented on how the grass looks so nice here at American Family Field at County Stadium in March. You were just looking to play.
We had snow on the sideline when we opened up here a couple times. It was cold.
Challenging conditions, no doubt. Baseball's changed a little bit. It's a great place that we have here, too.
And this is nice.
All the stuff you can do at this stadium right now, right?
Oh, yeah. They didn't have anything like this when I was playing. You're lucky to get a brat in the bullpen sometimes.
Raleigh, it's not your first time being back in Milwaukee. In fact, we see you a lot. You know, you're here for golf charity events. You're here, here for baseball events. You really, when you came to Milwaukee and became a Milwaukee Brewer and put that jersey on, which he's wearing a Brewer jersey,
yes,
Raleigh
sir.
Fingers jersey. But there's something about this place that makes you continue to come back and give back to the fans.
Well, the fans were great. When I first came here in 81, this is a baseball town. And if you put a winner on the field out here, there people are going to come out, and we'd have packed houses here, especially in 81 and 82, the series years. So I enjoyed wearing the Brewer uniform. It was fun. I had a good time here in Milwaukee. I lived out in Mequon. You know, it was about a 20-30 minute drive every day, fighting the traffic getting in here.
But, of course,
but it's still the same. But I had a lot of fun here in Milwaukee. The fans were great, and it was nice. Enjoyed it.
Raleigh, we love seeing you back in the Brewers uniform now. We love that you are going to be the life of the party here at Jay Leinekugel's Barrel Yard. In about 10 minutes, you are going to be signing autographs
yes.
for longtime fans and new fans who are turned on to meet you and see you with the handlebar mustache. You are showing up the way we want to see it.
A lot of times when I do stuff like this, when the young kids come up and say, "Do you really know who I am?" They say, "Yeah." see your picture all over.
But what does that feel like for you to turning people on?
Oh, it's still great. You know, when people stop recognizing you, then you worry. So, especially here in Milwaukee.
Not a Hall of Famer like you.
Yeah, right. You'll be tapping beer, I think, at some point, too.
I'm supposed to be giving away beer, I guess.
So. Are you going to be playing with the band? Can you do drums?
No. Don't put an instrument in my hand.
We'll keep you off that. A lot of changes right now with baseball rules. It's been a while since baseball changed up the rules. I have to ask you about the pitch clock and that idea of hustling your routine along. Is it a good move for baseball?
I think it's a great move. I was a pitcher who, if I got the ball back from my catcher, I knew exactly what I was going to throw. I'd be on the mound, and within 10 seconds, the ball was in the air again. And I hate watching pitchers out there who get the ball, and they're walking around out there for 45 seconds. And it just puts your defense on their heels. They get tired. They want to get the ball game going. And really, I think they put a 15-second clock on it. They could probably put a 12-second clock on it. But if I was a pitching coach, I'd tell my pitchers, get the ball in your hands and get it in the air. Make the hitter call timeout. Get him out of his things he usually does. So I would, and that's going to the only way you're really going to speed up the game is because there's so many pitching changes now. And then the guys go out there and then you have 8 warm-up pitches. They really, all they have to do is throw 1 or 2 warm-up pitches in there because they know when they're coming in.
Sure.
So that rule, I think, is a good rule, speeding up the game. That's about the only way you really got to do it.
Raleigh, I got to ask you, if it still sticks in your craw, because it sticks in my craw, that you weren't able to be a part of the 82 World Series itself. You had to turn it over to Pete Ladd, of course,
right.
But it had to drive you nuts and be a fire in your belly. So why can't I be out there?
That's probably the worst time in my career was the last month of the season in September in 82, not being able to throw. I threw a couple of pitches, and we were playing Cleveland. I threw a couple of pitches, and I felt like a sting in my arm. I threw 2 more, and then that was it. Something popped in there, and it was all red in my elbow, so I knew something was wrong.
Mm.
And there's just no way I could have pitched in the World Series. I wish they would have. They kept me on the roster. I don't know why they did, but they should have taken me off the roster completely, and I think they could have added Jamie Easterly, and it would have been another pitcher, left-hand pitcher in the bullpen for us. But that was a sad time for me because I waited 4 years in San Diego and didn't get into any postseason, and then all of a sudden I'm here in 2 years and we're in the postseason. It was fun, but that was a dark time for me.
All right, Riley, it's time to play a game.
Oh, a game? Okay.
It's called Five Questions.
Oh, golly.
Are you ready to play?
Got to be smart.
Yeah. Not so much.
I think you just got to be honest.
Yeah, your honest
okay.
answer.
Five questions.
As
okay.
Bernie walks by with the same mustache you have.
Oh, hell.
I think you do it
Don't
better.
Figure.
There you go. You gotta, I don't know. You change the color of that or something. You need some wax.
Yeah, there you go. All right, question number one. When was the last time you didn't have a mustache?
Oh, golly. 1972 spring training.
Wow.
That's when I started growing this thing. Reggie Jackson came to spring training with a mustache and wouldn't shave it off. And so all the guys on the team got on him. There was no mustaches, no facial hair in the big leagues then. And so we started, there's about five of us, Catfish Hunter and myself and Daryl Knowles. And we started growing mustaches, and we figured if we grew mustaches, Dick Williams, our manager, would say, okay, guys, cut it off, and then Reggie would have to cut his off. But Charlie Finley got wind of what was going on, and he thought mustaches were a great idea because it was different. And so he sent a memo to the clubhouse and said, anybody who makes the ball club 25-man roster opening day, you get a check for $300. And that's the only reason why I grew this thing was for $300.
And the so, swinging A's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so Charlie came down to the clubhouse opening day. He had 30 checks, 25 for the players, four coaches, and a manager. And everybody got a $300 check.
But then you couldn't amazing. Get paid to shave it off.
No. Yeah.
You stuck to your guns.
Marge Schatz wanted me to shave it off, and Pete Rose called me up, wanted me to come spring training with one. I said, great. And then the GM called up the next day and said, you can come, but you're going to have to shave your mustache off. And I told the guys, you tell Marge to shave her St. Bernard, and I'll shave my mustache. And I never heard back from him.
So. Oh, amazing. All right, here we go. Question number two. Who was your toughest out?
Oh, they're all in the Hall of Fame. Frank Robinson was a tough out. Harmon Killebrew. Line drive hitters were a pain in the neck. Rod Carew, Pete Rose, George Brett, Joe Morgan. Those guys were line drive hitters, tough to strike out. I'd much rather face a home run hitter in the game situation because you're more apt to strike them out or hit into a double play. But in game situations, I didn't want to face those kind of guys.
Question number three, what was your first car?
My first car was a 1956 Chevy. I signed a bonus with the Oakland A's, or was then the Kansas City A's. I got a $13,000 bonus. I gave my dad $3,000. Bought my mom a sewing machine. She wanted a sewing machine. I bought a 56 Chevy, and I blew the rest.
So that was my
first car, and that's when I could fill it. I could fill the thing up for $3.50. Gas was like 25 cents.
Question number four: when was the last time you sprinted?
Last time I what?
You sprinted.
Oh golly, sprinted? Well, I usually walk at home. I haven't been able to. I got the spinal stenosis right now. I'm supposed to have an operation, but I up until about 4 months ago, I would walk 3 or 4 miles, and I'd sprint about a mile in between, just running a little.
All
bit.
All right, but, still getting after that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I got to. I eat too many pizzas and spaghetti and stuff. I got to burn it out.
And a final question: what was consumed more in the Brewers clubhouse in 1982, tobacco or beer?
Oh, beer.
No hesitation.
No hesitation or beer, yeah. There were some guys that had the clubhouse guy would have to have a. I remember Frank Howard, after every game, he'd have 2 six-packs in front of his locker every game.
And that was just for Frank, right?
That's just for Frank.
Yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't pregame like Gorman had.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
That's a much different game. Raleigh, it is so good to see you, man. Enjoy your night here at the Barrel Yard. It is so good to see you and have you back in Milwaukee.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Enjoy the start of the Brewers season. Raleigh Fingers, a great Hall of Famer, joining us here on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.